News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Today marks the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings, which of course led to the liberation of Europe and ultimately the end of the Second World War. Ted Sweeney, your mam Maureen played a pretty critical and central role in D-Day. Tell us why and tell us how.
That's correct, Shane. It was due to the weather was so critical for D-Day that it was very, very critical in account of the small landing craft. And if weather conditions weren't right, there would have been massive loss of life if they went ahead on the original date, which was the 5th. But Mam was working here in Blacksod in the water station with my grandmother and my dad. And she gave the forecast on the 3rd of June, which was also her 21st birthday. And she saw that there was a front coming in from the Atlantic, because we were on the west coast here. We get the first of the weather coming in. And the Atlantic is a turbulent place, so we get the first indication. So she got readings and sent them on to Dublin, which at the time, even though we were neutral, they had a direct line to London, to Dunstable, to the central forecasting station in Dunstable.
Yeah.
And Churchill was, at this stage, was and Eisenhower, they were a bit wary of the weather and couldn't decide what to do. And the chief meteorological officer there, Frank Stagg, he put the weather, all the reports together, and the Blacksod one was the one that
wow
turned the delay the whole thing
and delayed it. And then a day or two later, I think it was your dad, his reading spotted a gap in the weather that allowed it to go ahead crucially on this day 80 years ago. It was a huge, when I was reading this story, Ted, I kind of had a knot in my stomach, because it was a massive responsibility for a young woman to give a reading like this. And I'd say she doubled and treble checked it a few times before passing it on.
Well, she actually didn't know the significance of it, which I suppose
probably helped
at the time. It helped. But she did check it, because normally she just phoned it in to Dublin and that was it. But on this occasion, twice she got a phone call from London to recheck. And she rechecked, and she got my dad as well to recheck the readings. So that was unusual, but they didn't realise the significance of it at the time.
Okay. Now, by the way, deepest condolences. I know your mum passed away at the end of last year. I'm sure you miss her hugely. Nice, though, there will be commemorations today in Blacksod.
Yes, there's a commemoration here, and there's an exhibition here in the lighthouse by Miss Aaron of the instruments, old instruments that were used at the time. And well, they're still the same.
I don't know if you've seen it, Ted. There's a lovely ad in the, I think it's in the main paper today. I certainly saw it in the Irish Times, commemorating your mam as well, and as a former unpost postal worker, saying that, talking about the great work that postal workers do. Just very finally, did she talk about it much? Because I mean, it's quite a thing to have on your CV that you were a key player in D-Day, in Operation Overlord. Did she talk about it much?
Not much. But it wasn't well known. But when it became known, she did talk a bit about it, and she was just glad that she had given the correct readings and that she got it right on the day.
She was obviously some woman. Ted, thank you so much for talking to us about your beloved man, beloved mam, Ted Sweeney, whose mam and dad, we should mention, Ted Senior, played critical roles in the D-Day operations because of their work at the Blatsod Lighthouse in County Mayo.
It's kind of a lovely story, isn't it?
Great story. Absolutely great.
Amazing. Amazing what went on during all of that time.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.